One night, I had run into a guy, and he was an older guy. He was in his 30s, and I was only 15. But he seemed really nice, and he ended up raping me that night.
Real Life starts now.
This is Real Life Radio Show with On Lay.
I felt alone. I felt lost. I felt scared.
Real stories.
I was so desperate in living such a dark and callous life.
Real people.
I was thinking there was no purpose for my life. There's no reason for me to be here.
Real problems.
I told my dad, if you try to take these drugs, I'm going to kill you.
One solution. God.
Hope is a person, and his name is Jesus.
And now your host, On Lay.
Hi, this is Evangelist On Lay. Welcome to the Real Life Radio Show, where we're going to talk to real people who had real problems but found answers in a real God. Today, we're going to talk about runaway children and the adverse dangers they face in a world that is ready to harm them. Why do children run away? Well, many children run away due to experiencing abuse, bullying of some sort, maybe some mental health difficulties, and several other issues that can occur in the home. Did you know that 7% of youth in the USA ran away at some time during the ages of 12 to 17? That's a lot of children. What are the realities for each of those children? Well, today we will have Tiffany Joy Grant with us, who ran away when she was younger and experienced great harm due to what happened. Over the years, she kept running away until she had an encounter with Jesus Christ. Tiffany, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Tiffany, I'm so glad that you're joining us. And I know you went through some mental difficulties yourself as a young girl. And I understand that when you were 9 years old, your parents went through a divorce. Some crazy stuff happening at home. What happened?
Well, I remember when I was nine, my parents, they had gotten into a fight one day. And my mom had left and my dad was in the parking lot at our house. Like, they were arguing back and forth and she drove away. Oh. And that just kind of shattered my whole life.
Oh my gosh, I understand. It's like your mom abandoned you, which is really hard on any girl. I understand you were diagnosed with ADHD at this time, and there were some other mental difficulties. Did those other difficulties get diagnosed yet at that time?
No, not yet.
So I understand that running away wasn't your initial intent, but you're in a lot of emotional pain from this moment when your parents got divorced. How did this all happen?
Well, I started running away. I was running away with friends. And at first it started where I was just gone for a few hours and my parents didn't know where I was. And then a few hours turned to a few days and then days turned to months. And I was just searching for that feeling of love that I was missing.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with the wrong crowd. I was more drawn to the people who I thought were outcasts like me because I had considered myself an outcast. I didn't feel like I had fit in anywhere.
Wow. So that's like a slow progression to the idea of running away. It seems like you were seeking for family and love elsewhere, like you were on a search. I understand you were introduced to drugs as you ran away, like to smoking marijuana. You know, you were fitting in with the crowd until one day something tragic happened in your life. Tell us what happened.
One night, I remember it was starting to rain and it was getting dark. And one of my friends who I was staying with, because at this point I was not either at my parents' house, and I couldn't find one of the girlfriends that I had been staying with at her house. So I was walking around and I had run into a guy that was known to hang out where I would hang out with my friends. And he was an older guy. He was in his 30s and I was only 15. But he seemed really nice. And I asked him if he had seen any of my friends and he had said no. And I had told him it was getting dark and I was worried that I wouldn't have anywhere to stay. He had told me that his roommate was gone for the weekend if I wanted to stay at his place and use her room. It was raining hard at that point and I just wanted to feel like I had a safe place to stay. And he ended up raping me that night.
Oh my gosh. That must have been so difficult. I understand that this was a shock to you because you weren't expecting for something like this to happen. I mean, you ran away to find love and security that you weren't finding at home with your parents, and this was much worse. Then what happened?
The next day, I felt just very used, alone. So I ended up calling my mom. I remember it. Like, this is a scar on my heart. I remember standing in the rain when I had called my mom, and I was crying. And I was asking her if I could come home. and she kept asking me, are you okay? Are you all right? And I kept telling her everything was fine. I was just ready to come back home.
Wow. So it sounds like you weren't ready to tell your mom the truth, but you're now running back home rather than running away from home. How come you didn't tell your mom in that moment?
I felt like I would be blamed because I had put myself in that situation.
Oh, man.
That if I wouldn't have run away to begin with, I wouldn't have been in that situation for that to happen. And I felt like it was my fault.
Oh, wow. I understand. And I've heard this happening to many girls who get raped, that instead of casting blame on the actual perpetrator, they cast blame on themselves and internalize the guilt and shame. Some never say anything about these types of things. It's really sad. What happened next?
Well, after that incident, I went home. I didn't stay long. I started running away again. And I had actually run away to another state at that point with my friend and her brother, who I had started dating. And then my parents had hired a private investigator to come find me.
Oh.
And when they finally found me, the only person willing to take me in at that point was my brother, because my parents were just having a nervous breakdown from my behavior. So my brother took me in, and a few days after he took me in, I was ready to take off again, and I took off, and I had been stealing from stores. I was stealing clothes and food and jewelry and makeup, you know.
Oh.
I was stealing food to survive because I didn't have a job or any income, and then it just turned into, you know, if I can steal food, I can steal anything.
Wow.
And I had got arrested and placed in juvenile detention for 30 days.
Oh, wow. So now at this point, you're being detained, and I understand your parents are notified, and the psychiatrist ended up telling them everything that happened since you were a minor.
Yeah, after the rape incident, I had been seeing a psychiatrist, and that's actually how my family found out about the rape. I had confided in my psychiatrist, and he had written it in the report, and my parents read the report, and that's how they found out about the incident.
Oh.
And he, at that point, had diagnosed me with bipolar disorder, oppositional defiant disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder.
Oh, wow. You had mood swings of being manic and then depressed, also diagnosed with the attitude of defiance regarding authorities, and also being OCD to go towards perfectionism and a need to control others. I understand they put you on medications for this and that the medications didn't really work for you at this point. Is that right?
Correct.
Wow. What were your thoughts towards God at this point?
I was raised Christian, so I always knew the teachings, and, you know, my mom used to read the Bible to us, and we had to participate in church. I never wanted to. I didn't have that drive and that want to go to church and to learn about God. I just kind of thought, you know, I said the prayer that must mean I'm saved and I'm a Christian, but I wasn't. I wasn't a Christian. I didn't have a personal relationship with Him.
Yes. So you didn't know God personally, but more like religiously. Tiffany, let's stop here, as I want to have you back on our next show to talk about the dangers of running away like you did as a child. Thanks so much for helping us to understand what you went through. Thanks so much, Tiffany.
Thank you.
Let's dive a little deeper into what you just heard right after the short break.
Are you or someone you know going through a tough time? Is someone you know struggling with addiction, depression, going through a life-changing event? Do you feel like these powerful shows could help? If so, please share this show with your friends and family. You can find these powerful shows on any popular listening platform like Spotify, Alexa, Google Podcasts, and more. You can search The Real Life Radio Show with Anhle. That's A-N-H-L-E. Just pick the testimony they need to hear and share the link.
Real Life Radio is a ministry of Awakening the Nations, a 501c3 nonprofit organization that depends on your donations. If you would like to find out more about us or to make a tax-deductible donation, please visit our website at www.therealliferadioshow.com. That's www.therealliferadioshow.com. Please help us to expand the reach of these shows. We couldn't do it without you. More Real Life starts now.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to go deeper into what you just heard. So what do you think about this? This concept is an interesting one because I know we're talking about children running away from parents for lots of reasons. But what are the spiritual implications of Tiffany's story that we all can learn? You know, this is almost like an allegory for someone listening right now. As children can run away from home, we can run away from God's will in our lives. And Tiffany's story exemplifies that. Tiffany had a broken family, so she left what was left and looked for a family elsewhere. But she never found it. She never found what she was looking for. She left home, went on this long, maybe even a physical journey, but a spiritual journey where it sounds like she was being used up by the world around her. And seriously, it's horrible. Running away didn't help her, wouldn't you agree? It left her exposed, where she was raped by some guy offering her a place to stay. It reminds me of our spiritual disposition sometimes, when we run away from God or from God's will in our lives. We run away thinking there's something better than God's will, only to find ourselves in the hands of an enemy that wants to weigh us down and use us and even abuse us. Some listening have learned that lesson in life. What if you had found yourself running away from God or from God's will in your life? You might be wondering, does God still have a purpose for me? The answer you may find in prayer is yes. God has a specific will for your life. God has a specific purpose in all of our lives, and we are called to fulfill it. But some of us are running away from that. And it reminds me of a story where Jonah the prophet ran in the opposite direction God told him to run. He did the exact opposite. It's written in Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. By the way, that's the opposite way. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare, went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. You can see in this scripture that Jonah, who was even a prophet of God, chose to turn away from God's will in his life. You can hear that in Tiffany Grant's life, where God had a specific will for her life, but she ran and ran, looking for love, looking for home, but never finding it even in her own family. But I think we can all relate to this testimony in one way or another. No, we may have never been a runaway from home, but we can all be like where Tiffany was, where we're looking for love or looking for real home. Beloved, where are you looking for these things in your life? Have you found out what you're looking for in life? Have your conquests turned out empty? Maybe you feel dissatisfied? Because oftentimes, maybe you can feel alone or even taken advantage of in life. If that's you, I want to pray specifically for you. Father God, I'm praying for the person who's saying, "Gosh, I'm looking and looking, but I can't find. I don't know what it is I'm looking for, and I would have never thought it could be Jesus Christ. But Lord Jesus, show them. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Lord Jesus, we receive you, we believe in you, and we ask for this in Jesus' mighty name. I hope you're blessed by this testimony, and I know that your life was touched."
You can listen to The Real Life Radio Show on Spotify, Alexa, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Samsung, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. See you next time.